Welcome to Owning Pleasure as a Black Woman, where we celebrate the joy in just being you. I'm Natasha, your certified sex and intimacy coach and clinical sexologist. Just call me your guide to unlocking pleasure. With years of experience in helping individuals embrace pleasure beyond sex, I'm here to empower you to rediscover the beauty of pleasure in every aspect of life. So settle in, relax, and get ready to savor the wisdom and insights we're about to drop. This is your space to be present, learn, and enjoy the show. Hello, and welcome to another episode of Owning Pleasure as a Black Woman. Thank you so much for joining me for another episode. If you have been here from the beginning, I appreciate you from the bottom of my heart because we're about almost, I believe, 70 episodes in since I first started this. Yo, that's crazy. And if you are new here, I appreciate you taking a chance on me and definitely go back and check some of the older episodes so that you can get some gems so that you can start experiencing a life of pleasure like today. Okay. So I have a question for you. That's going to be my thing. So just know that that's coming after I do my spiel for coming in. Okay. Have you ever paused to consider that in your rush going from one thing to the next, dealing with all the chaos and the obligations of your life, how often do you truly stop to embrace the simple things that surround you? Yes, we're going to talk about joy and we're going to talk about pleasure because that's my thing today. But we're definitely going to focus in today on the little things that you may not notice, especially on days that are just really hard and really taxing, because I promise you there's always something to enjoy in your day-to-day life. However, before we get there, I first want to invite you to our Cocoa and Champagne Circle, which is a judgment-free sisterhood focused on desire, not status. I go to a lot of virtual events, and one of the things that I've noticed is they're very businessy. So it's what do? How much money do you make? Talking about, you know, structures in business and networking. And I just wanted a place where I didn't have to worry about that. I could just go and talk about what it is that I want without any shame or guilt or feeling selfish. So I knew that if I wanted it, someone else wanted it too. So that is what Cocoa and Champagne is. And you can secure your spot for March's meeting in the show notes. And we're going to raise our glasses to more pleasure, connection, and living out our deepest desires. Mwah! Also, if you have been tuning into our March episodes, I started a segment called She's the One for Women's History Month. Basically, just touching on some of the women that have been really imperative to my growth and my pleasure and loving on myself and creating the work that I do for Black women. So for this episode, our She's the One for this Women's History Month is revolutionary thought leader Sonia Renee Taylor. As founder of the Body is Not an Apology movement, which we are reading that book in my book club right now. Well, not my book club, but the book club that I'm in right now. And it's like my second, third time reading it. And it's just as good every time I read it. Sonia has empowered countless Black women to radically self-love, heal from internalized depression, and embrace their bodies as good enough in a world that profits from making them feel otherwise. Through her best-selling book, Sonia guides Black women in building resilience against messages that our skin is too dark, hips are too wide, hair too kinky. She invites us to live outside the confines of diet culture and pursue pleasure unapologetically as we are. Sonia's writing and global community breathes life into the truth that all bodies in their glorious diversity belong, are worthy, and powerful forces for change. We honor Sonia this International Women's History Month for her ceaseless work celebrating Black women's beauty, centering marginalized voices, and cultivating radical, unabashed self-love in the form of dehumanization. Her message transforms lives and will continue in over and over and over again. Okay, let's get into it. So it's really easy to get caught up in the hustle and bustle of our daily routines and go on autopilot. That's one thing that I've recognized when working with couples is they struggle with intimacy because they've gone on autopilot. They do all the things that they need to do without thinking about it because it's become regular behavior. So we often overlook the simple joys, the simple pleasures that are around us on our day to day. But today, I'm here to remind you that there's importance of the essential things that you should start prioritizing in your life. And joy isn't just a fleeting emotion or a temporary high compared to happiness. And I did an episode in season one about happiness. Joy is a fundamental aspect of our day-to-day, of our well-being, of our mental. Research has shown that when we're experiencing joy regularly, that it has really profound effects on our mental health, our emotional health, and our physical health. It's not just about feeling good in the moment. It's about cultivating a sense of fulfillment and like a resiliency that can carry you through the ups and the downs. Now, when we prioritize joy, you're not only enhancing your own happiness, but you're also improving your relationships, you're improving work, and you're improving your overall quality of life. It has the power to reduce your stress, it boosts your immune systems, and it increases your satisfaction with life. But why is joy so important, Natasha? It's what keeps you going. Like, it's the spark that ignites your passion. It is the glue that binds us all together as human beings. And in the words of the wonderful late and great Maya Angelou, I've learned that people will forget what you said, people forget what you did, but people will never forget how you made them feel. And at the heart of that quote is joy. Right? The feeling of warmth, the feeling of being connected, and just being content. So that's what we're going to explore in today's episode. Now, I want to start with giving you three ways that joy and pleasure enhance your overall well-being. So y'all know three is my favorite number. stress reduction. So joy and pleasure act as a powerful antidote to stress. When you're experiencing joy, your body releases endorphins and neurotransmitters that act as natural stress relievers. So this physiological response that you have is going to help reduce cortisol levels, which is your stress hormone, and it's going to lead to a decrease in stress and anxiety. So when I get frustrated, I'm not gonna lie, I know we talk about doom scrolling, but I go to TikTok because the way my feed is curated, I have some really funny things on there. If none of y'all have ever heard of Rockstar, he does the animal voiceovers. Hilarious. Absolutely hilarious. And so that just helps fix my mood. And every once in a while, due to my cycle, like maybe 1 or 2 days out of the month, I don't know how to explain how done with everything I am. And it's literally just one day, maybe 2 days, where I'm just like, woe is me. The world is crashing up against me. And that's how I found out, usually within a day or two, my cycle comes. But those are really hard days. And I've had to cultivate ways to experience joy and pleasure just to get me out of the bed. Boosting immune function. Research has shown that positive emotions like joy and pleasure can strengthen our immune systems. Crazy, right? When we experience joy, our bodies produce more antibodies and immune cells, which will help fight off illnesses and infections. And this immune boosting effect contributes to, of course, your physical health. And that's why when people are sick, we want them to try to think about better things, think about better days, put them in good moods, because what we focus on is what grows. And if they're already going through a hard situation or if they're already struggling, it's pointless to continue to hone in on that. So take that into account, okay? And it's going to enhance your mental resilience. So joy and pleasure play a crucial role in building mental resilience, which is the ability to bounce back from adversity. And as Black women, the moment we hell, if I'm being honest, we don't even have to step out of our front doors to experience adversity. All we have to do is cut on the TV or cut on some of these social media platforms, and it's right in front of our face. So that is a day-to-day thing that we cannot control. But by cultivating positive emotions, we develop a more optimistic outlook, which then enables us to better cope with these life's challenges. Joy is going to help us maintain perspective. It's going to help us find meaning in difficult situations, and it's going to help us navigate through tough times with greater ease, because what we do know for a fact is tough times are going to come, okay? So let's chat a little bit more about the psychological and physiological benefits of joy. So there is the mood elevation. Joy is going to impact your mood. It's going to lift you up. It's going to foster feelings of happiness and contentment. And we talked about those feel-good hormones, dopamine. That's a neurotransmitter associated with pleasure and reward. So that dopamine surge not only is going to enhance your mood, but it's also going to reinforce the behaviors that lead to joy. So it's going to create a positive feedback loop. So if I'm feeling down and going outside and sitting in the sun makes me feel better, that's something that I'm going to continue to add into my routine, because I know that it's going to give me the feel goods inside, which it really does. You're going to have improved cognitive function. So research has shown that when you're experiencing joy, it's going to sharpen your cognitive function and boost your mental clarity. So when you're joyful, your brain is just more receptive to new information. It leads to enhanced creativity, problem-solving skills, and decision-making ability. So joyful people tend to have better memories and attention spans. And then there's longevity. Studies have found a correlation between experiencing joy and increased longevity. So joyful people tend to lead happier lives, healthier lives. They engage in more social activities and they have a stronger support system, which would make sense, right? Like if you have created this really good bubble, and not like a toxic positivity bubble, but if you have created a space to where when you are down, you have things that are going to bring you up, people that are going to bring you up, activities that are going to bring you up, it would make sense that it would contribute to a longer and more fulfilling life. Additionally, the benefits of joy also include reduced inflammation, improved heart health, which of course is going to have us here a little bit longer. So what are some practices for cultivating joy? Mindfulness and presence. Now, we've talked about mindfulness and we will continue to talk about mindfulness because it's an important aspect of enjoyment. Practice being fully present in the moment. Pay attention to the sights, the sounds, and the sensations around you, which we will go more into in the next episode. Engage in activities mindfully, right? Like savor each experience without judging it or getting distracted. Your phone is a distraction, FYI. Cultivating mindfulness helps you appreciate the richness of your life and being able to find the joy in the present moment. If you are experiencing bouts of depression usually comes, of course, it definitely is. It's got to do with the inside, the internal, right? But when we tend to focus more on the past and the things that we wish that we could change, or how do we make sure that it doesn't happen again, that can lead to bouts of depression. Now, when you're worried about what you cannot see, the future, the things that you cannot control, the blurriness of what is to come 10 steps ahead, that tends to bring you anxiety. Now, when you focus on the present moment, the people, the things, the experiences, it helps to bring in that joy, okay? So that's something to take into consideration. A gratitude journal. Take time every day to reflect on the things that you're grateful for and keep it in a gratitude journal. Maybe you write down 3 things that you're thankful for each day. No matter if it's big or small, again, we're going to do this without judgment. It doesn't mean anything. All you're doing is writing down what you're grateful for. And know that focusing on your gratitude, focusing on the things that you're thankful for, is going to shift your perspective from scarcity to abundance. It's just going to foster feelings of joy and contentment. I three things. I don't make it a big deal. I don't make it a drawn out thing. On Notion, I have a template. What are you grateful for today? And I write it down and I keep it moving. I don't make it a big thing. And you want to engage in more activities that bring you joy. Identify the activities that bring you joy and make them a priority in your life, not that make your husband or your partner or your kids or your family or your friends. You, what brings you joy? Okay, whether it's being with other people, whether it's finding hobbies, whether it's being outside, whether it's kayaking, it doesn't matter. Carve time out for those activities that nourish your soul, that's going to make you happy. When you intentionally seek out joy, you create opportunities for more fulfilling and meaningful experiences. Okay? Let's talk about exercises that are going to help with mindfulness, that's going to increase the chances of you finding joy in everyday moments. Mindful breathing. In order to experience mindful breathing, you want to take a few moments throughout your day to practice breathing. You want to close your eyes and focus on your breath. You want to pay attention to the sensations of air entering and leaving your body. And you want to notice how your body feels as you breathe in and out. This simple exercise is going to help you center yourself, it's going to help you reduce stress and cultivate a sense of calm, allowing you to fully appreciate the present moment of breathing. Because a lot of times we are shallow breathing and our body is just not getting enough breath. You will be surprised how much air you can take in when you actually pay attention to your inhales and your exhales. Gratitude walks. Go for a walk in nature and take the time to notice the beauty that surrounds you. You want to pay attention to what you see, what you hear, what things smell like, and just, again, the gratitude of what's going on around you. I started doing that. Here's why I started walking around my neighborhood, because I wanted to see what people were doing in their yard so that I could start figuring out what I wanted, how I wanted my front yard to look like, and the gardens and the plants and everything like that. And after a while, I really just started enjoying looking around me, like the different trees and what they do during the different seasons, the birds, there's cats that walk around the neighborhood, their different personalities. We have it's like a little book share in one of the cul-de-sacs where you can go get a book and put a book there. Didn't know that existed until I went walking in my neighborhood. So just a gratitude walk can help you connect with the world and your actual environment that you lived in. If you don't experience your environment and go outside, you won't know what's going on. And savoring practice. Practice savoring the moments of joy in your day-to-day life. Whether it's savoring a meal, whether it's cuddling with a pet or watching a sunset, take the time to fully be in that experience. And the way that you're going to do that is utilizing all of your senses. Notice the colors, the textures, the flavors, the smells. And when you deliberately savor those moments of joy, you're going to amplify the impact that it has on you. And of course, we all want good memories, right? Right. Now, when we talk about pleasure and fulfillment, there are some significant ways and activities that you can do, like creative expression. You want to engage in activities that allow you to express your creativity and tap into your passions. I have taken on macrame. I haven't done anything in a couple months, but I'm dedicated this year to doing at least 12 macrame projects because it's fun and I enjoy the outcome when I'm done with it. So whether your outlet is painting, writing, playing music, gardening's another one that I'm doing. I have started my spring garden outside and I am excited. But find a creative outlet that's going to make you happy because you have to do more than just work, okay? Like you can't just work because, you know, all work and no play, we know how Jack turned out. And I don't want you to end up that way. So just allow yourself to lose track of time and really immerse yourself in your creativity, okay? Connect with loved ones. Hustling and bustling will have you going through days, weeks, months, and years without talking to the people that you love. So be intentional about spending quality time with your friends and your family members who make you happy, not the ones that you can't stand. We're not talking about them. So plan activities so that you can strengthen these bonds and you can create memories, because what one thing we know is these people aren't going to be here forever. So whether it's a game night, a hike, going to dinner, having a FaceTime call, prioritize those connections because you love those people. And nurturing those relationships are going to remind you that you have a support system and you're not doing this life alone. I put everything on the calendar. I have on the calendar when I'm going to call my grandmother. I have on the calendar when I'm going to reach out to my friend. Like, it's a task, so it's going to come up for me to do it. Maybe that's what you need to do if you're like me and you're going to forget. And let's talk about self-care rituals. Now, you know, I talk about self-care is not some luxury item. It is a necessity. It is the foundation of you having a thriving life. And by engaging in activities that nourish your mind, body, and soul, you're going to enhance your joy in life. So that can be yoga, that can be meditation, a bath, again, a hobby, being outside, whatever it is that you need. Trust in it and give it to yourself. That's going to allow you to experience true pleasure and rejuvenation. Gratitude and perspective play an important role in enhancing your overall sense of joy and contentment. So when you cultivate gratitude, you shift your focus from what you lack to what you have, which is going to foster a sense of abundance and appreciation for what you have in your life. The shift in perspective allows you to recognize the beauty and goodness that surrounds you, even in the midst of challenge. So here are some reflection prompts that I want you to take away from this episode. Morning gratitude journaling. Start your day by reflecting on three things that you're grateful for. Take a few minutes to write those things down in a gratitude journal. We all love another reason to get a journal. And focus on specific details of expressing appreciation for each one. So this practice is going to set a positive tone for your day, and it's going to help you cultivate a mindset of gratitude for the rest of the day. A gratitude walk. Take a leisure walk in nature and make an intentional decision to notice the beauty and abundance that surrounds you. So as you walk, reflect on the things that you're grateful for, whether it's the sun on your skin, the song of the birds, the wind on your face, the colors of what you're seeing. Allow yourself to fully immerse in the present moment and express gratitude for the wonders of the world that you're in. And last, an evening reflection. So we talked about evening routines and how to shut your body off and prepare for sleep. This is something good that you can include in that routine. So before bed, take a few moments to reflect on the events of the day and identify at least one thing that you're thankful for. It could be a small act of kindness from someone, when you laughed with someone, or just a personal achievement. Reflect on why you're grateful for this experience and how it made your day better. This nightly ritual is going to help you end the day on a positive note and reinforce the habit of gratitude. So see how we started the day with gratitude. And we're going to end the day with gratitude. And I'm hoping that that will put your mind at ease when it comes to the struggles that you go through day to day. Because we have the beginning, the middle, and the end. And if we are structuring and controlling the habits of the beginning and the middle isn't that hard. What I want you to know is cultivating gratitude and perspective are powerful practices that can help significantly in enhancing your life, enhancing your joy and your contentment. And by acknowledging all the blessings that you have in your life and making a choice to have a positive outlook, again, we're not talking about that toxic positivity because we understand as the women that we are that shit happens and bad days are to come. But by having this perspective, we can cultivate a deeper sense of fulfillment even when days are shitty. So I encourage you to incorporate gratitude and perspective in your day-to-day routine. Like, take time every single day to reflect on what is abundant about your life and embrace challenges as opportunities for you to grow. And when you nurture a mindset of gratitude and perspective, you can increase the feelings of joy, contentment, and of course your well-being. You're going to enrich your life and the lives of those around you. So take action today. Remember, I always say, these episodes are great for you taking in information, but then what? What are you going to do with this? I've given you this information about the small pleasures and enjoyments of life. What are you going to do with it when this episode ends? I want you to take action. I want you to prioritize gratitude. I want you to change your perspective and watch how that is going to transform your life for the better. I appreciate you so much and thank you for listening to this episode. Now make these ideas a reality and prioritize the pleasure that you deserve. Please rate, review, and share with more women so that I can continue to grow this community and we can start adding more pleasure to our lives one person at a time. I appreciate you being on this journey with me to greater satisfaction as Black women. Until next time, bye.
Thank you for joining us on this episode of Owning Pleasure as a Black Woman. And I hope today's conversation has inspired you to embrace pleasure in all aspects of your life. Remember, your voice matters in this journey. Share your thoughts and experiences by leaving a review and stay connected with our community by joining our email list. The link is in the show notes. Together, we're redefining what it means to savor life and celebrate the joy in just being you. Until next time, keep prioritizing your pleasure because you are deserving. Take care and stay tuned for more empowering discussions. Bye.